The site of last Friday's school shooting will remain closed this week. Two students, including the alleged shooter, died in the attack, and a third student, Gia Soriano, died last night. Three others remain hospitalized. Marysville-Pilchuck High School has suspended classes out of respect for the victims of the tragedy. On Sunday, they allowed students and family members back into the school for the first time to meet with grief counselors. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
The chain-link fence at the front gate of Marysville-Pilchuck High School has become an unofficial gathering spot for those in grief. They bring bouquets of flowers and hang them on the fence. They tie on balloons and they put up posters with the names and photographs, not just of the victims, but also of the alleged shooter.
What I see are tons and tons of flowers, and some of them are in our school colors, but others are really vibrant, and as cheesy as this sounds, it reminds me of a rainbow that we keep seeing over the school these past 2 days, which is kind of cool.
That's senior Emma Kilgore. She's describing the unusual number of rainbows that have appeared over the school since the shooting. When it happened, she was in the band room. And now she and bandmate Marshall Smelzer say they're spending a lot of time talking with friends and just trying to figure it all out.
How are we gonna find reality again? How are we gonna get back to just going to school and having it be normal? Are we gonna get back to that, or is it always just gonna be a little weird? It's gonna be hard.
The high school had been closed since the shooting on Friday, but on Sunday afternoon, they opened the gates briefly to students and their families. Hundreds of people gathered on the bleachers of the school's big gymnasium under a banner that read Tomahawks. Students greeted each other with hugs, some openly weeping.
So I appreciate you coming today. I appreciate our chance to be together and to think about how we ever are going to move forward.
School Superintendent Becky Berg brought in a team of grief counselors to start the process of helping students and families heal. But first, they heard from leaders of the Tulalip tribe, who say their members are in deep shock and pain. The alleged shooter was a popular son from a prominent Tulalip family. Two of the people he shot were his cousins. Here's tribal leader Tony Hatch.
Our community's taking a kick in the belly here. A real hard one to swallow. Feels like we got knocked out and our legs are still wobbly. Our kids have all grown up together. Our kids love each other. We're really, really damaged right now. We've got families all over Tulalip, families all over Marysville, who are grieving really hard right now. Keep them in prayer, please.
The Tulalip leaders performed a traditional honor song for all of those who are struggling right now. People here keep repeating that they have no answers, and they really don't know how they're going to move forward. But they say the most important thing is that they go down that path together as a community. I'm Deborah Wong, reporting.